Don Patterson on jazz organ with Going to Meetin'. It's from his 1965 album, Satisfaction. Jerry Bird on guitar and Billy James on drums. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead. And what are we going to be talking about today? Well, we were talking about how much is riding on ex-FBI Director James Comey's testimony coming up on Thursday before a congressional, well, actually it's the Senate, Committee on Intelligence. It's a little bit of humor there. They have to have a whole committee in order to have some intelligence, to get some intelligence in Congress. Former FBI Director James Comey on Thursday makes his third appearance before a congressional committee looking into how he did his job. In March, you may recall, Comey and National Security Agency Director Michael Rogers told the House Intelligence Committee they were investigating possible coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia so as to rig the 2016 presidential election in Trump's favor. Then in May, just prior to being fired by Trump, Comey told the Senate Intelligence Committee that the Trump-Russia probe was continuing, though it had not yet yielded concrete evidence, and he defended his handling of the Hillary Clinton email debacle. But come Thursday, Comey again appears before the Senate Intelligence Committee to be grilled about matters related to his firing by Trump, and he's supposed to answer to the pending question as to whether he did indeed find evidence of a Trump-Russia campaign collaboration, but chose to cover it up. For many reasons, a lot is resting on Comey's testimony on Thursday. Well, what we are going to do today is, because we've discussed aspects of this all along, we're going to talk about what do you think when we say that a lot is resting on Comey's testimony on Thursday, what do you think that might be, or those things might be? What might be the reasons for this whole drama? It is a big drama, I tell you. All of Washington is abuzz. The nation is abuzz. You know how they do this. They try to get the media to whip up a frenzy whenever they're in a frenzy. But we'll talk about that today from your own perspective. We are not experts, and in any event, I take the position that we should rarely, if ever, believe governmental entities at face value. There's always something else lurking that we may not know, and especially in this particular neck of the woods involving intelligence and spying and all this stuff, we don't know what to believe. So the best thing to do is to just hang back, don't take anybody's word, just see how it unfolds, and we'll make sense of how it unfolds. But certainly, I think you have an idea of where you are expecting things to go and what you are looking for when the questions are raised and what answers you think we will get out of this this most recent go-round with James Comey. So that's it. That's the exercise today, to just kind of conjecture, because that's the best we can do. We don't know the facts of anything except, you know, those things that have been definitively established. We don't know anything else, really. So, but we can put two and two together as best we can with our own sense of reason, our own sense of what the government does, how it operates. And we have put two and two together before, and we've been pretty good, coming very, very close to the target. So we're going to do that again today, looking toward Thursday, when the whole country is going to be in a buzz about this Comey testimony and the Senate committee looking to find answers to what we don't know. We do know, however, and this is what I want you to concentrate on as you give your analysis today, we do know what they ought to be asking. We do know what Comey ought to be testifying about. We know a few of those things. And so we can put that into our analytical equation today. What is the point of all of this? We want to hear some references as you see it. As what is the point of it? Why is it happening now? What are we expecting to learn? What would it do? How would it change things? Okay, so that's it. There is no need to feel self-conscious about the fact that you might be wrong. We all might be wrong. But we can take an educated guess just the same, because we've discussed aspects of this particular problem, this particular chapter. And in many ways, I'm not going to give you any more clues than that, just to say we have discussed some of these things. But looking towards Thursday, let's see if we're going to be right, or if we're going to come close to putting pieces together in this puzzle. Ostensibly, of course, the focus is on James Comey, but of course it's wider than James Comey. And remember, we talked about the denizens of the swamp versus the denizens of the sinkhole. And keep that in mind. 888-874-4888 is the number to call. Let's see how close you get to putting some perspective on this upcoming major drama that is going to grip the country. And there'll be millions and millions of analyses, and we still probably may not get even close to what really needs to be looked at. From your perspective, what do you think of the upcoming testimony by James Comey, the questions he might be asked by the Senate Intelligence Committee, what we might learn, what Comey might say or might reveal that is not yet known, and what ought to be asked? That is the most important thing. It's not so much what they will ask, it's what they will not ask. What Comey probably would not be asked and therefore would not have to come up with answers for. All right? Got it? Okay. 888-874-4888. Who's going to start us off about this particular topic today? I'm looking forward to hearing what it is you have to say about this. This is a very, very important moment for particular reasons, and we ought to be clear about the reasons, knowing a lot about the pieces of the picture. We have a lot of that. So how do you stitch those together? What do you come up with? It's all about you today, providing the analysis and the answers. Come on, don't be shy. Don't be shy. You're political scientists. Let's see you in action today, putting this pending or impending testimony into perspective so that we can see what's happening in our country. We can see how things work, how propaganda works, how the system works. And what we're looking for, we probably would not get. More than likely, we will not get it. You're hoping, but we probably would not get it. What would those things be? So, well, I'll provide you a little music interlude so that you can get your points together. We come back right after that and proceed with the program. 888-874-4888. Well, Gwen from New York City, you're starting us off today. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Utrice. Hi, Utrice. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. Thank you. How are you?
It's raining as usual in New York.
Well, let me tell you, I just sent a message in to the engineer saying we're having really bad weather where I am, severe thunderstorms and lightning, and usually when we have this kind of weather, we also have blackouts. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we can survive.
Well, at least those guys in your yard, won't be coming. Okay, this is what I was thinking when you were talking, because you said, you know, they're going to ask a bunch of questions, but they're probably not going to ask any questions we wanted. And I was thinking, you know, we ought to get on the phone. We ought to come up with our own list of questions and call our representatives and tell them these are the questions we want you to ask.
Well, I don't want to be a downer, but I don't think
that they won't listen. But you know,
what are you expecting? Or could you decipher the moment that we're about to experience on Thursday? What is going to happen there? How do you see it?
That the ratings are going to go through the roof for the television stations. And I think that's why, I mean, when ABC TV actually put something like educational on in the morning or any major news station, they're really expecting high ratings. So I think that it's sort of like, you know, we're waiting for this big show to start. But I think I would love to get Trump out of office. I don't care how you do it. I hate him. I think he's awful, and I would love to get him out. But I think if they really had that smoking gun, then we would have seen it already. Although, you know, I don't know. I mean, I remember with the Watergate hearings, it did take a lot before they finally got to that place where, you know, Nixon was finally ousted. But, you know, we shouldn't forget that it took more than one term in office before he was impeached. So I really don't think it's going to be as scintillating as people are building it up to be. I think that any information this man had, I think he would have put it out there already. So I'm kind of expecting to be, I'm of course, I'm going to look like everybody else, but I'm expecting to be a little bit underwhelmed instead of, you know, us getting any of anything that's really that different on Trump. I still don't understand if there is a Russian connection. And it looks like there is something going on. But if there is, then how come the FBI and these other organizations don't know about it? I mean, like, how come they don't seem to know anything? And it just seems like this long drama, like a soap opera we're involved in watching every day, which, you know, feeds into the networks making a lot of money, sort of like the way the networks made a boatload of money by leaving Trump on the air every day. They, you know, during the election, they just put him on all the time to get the ratings up there. The problem is now, you know, is you have this buffoon in office that's, I think he's terrifying. So I don't really have hope that you and I, the regular people, are going to get any real insight into what happened with this meeting with Trump.
Do you think that it is clear what they're looking for, or to just hang on to the last statement that you made, do you think that it is sufficiently clear what they're looking for?
I honestly think that they're looking for anything that they can throw at the wall that sticks. I really do. I think they'll use anything. It's either that, or maybe they just really don't want to find anything and they want to just keep him moving along and look like they're trying to get him out. I'm not really sure. I mean, it seems to me that with Trump's connections, Trump's criminal mafia connections are so clear. They're so black and white and clear and so easy to trace that before Trump ever got into office, that he should have been subpoenaed to come down and start talking about Trump at Trump Soho. Trump Soho has a very clear and defined connection to a Russian mafia oligarch who he is a business partner with, and he started this business in 2006, and it's very clear to see they've been laundering money. So if anybody in government really cared about, you know, seeing that he didn't get in office to begin with, then they would have done this. But it just seemed like, it really seemed like the people from the top, you know, the ones that are all behind the scenes, I think they made their decision to let him get in. And because I can't imagine anybody getting that kind of airtime if, I mean, and I just to, you know, reiterate that they sure knew not to let Bernie Sanders speak. They absolutely knew that if people heard his message, there was, you know, no way of putting that cat back in the bag. So they let Trump talk and talk and talk until people just got used to him and got used to the show. And I think that there are these people, you know, from behind the scenes, the very, very wealthy oligarchs, those 400 cats, that want to see him in office for some reason. I also think that the citizens of this planet really need to focus on how the planet is changing, how it looks to me that power from nations is what they want. They don't just want the United States. They want to consolidate with all nations. And yet it does not look like the original New World Order either. It doesn't look like that. It looks like an authoritarian dictatorship with certain people leading in different parts of the world. But that's what scares me. And it seems that, you know, there's some kind of deal going on behind the scenes that's making this happen. So I kind of think that this is
Why make such a big production of it then? You have a Senate Intelligence Committee, which suggests that, well, that's where they're headed. They're looking at the performance of the intelligence community, and particularly James Comey. And why would you have, you know, all this big public fuss about something? Why would they go through all of this?
I really don't know why they're going. I mean, well, wait, I do know why they're going through it, because I think there is so much unrest in this country about Trump being the president, and it's very personal, Eutrice. I mean, people are telling me, I know a woman, her and her husband went to a marriage counselor. They'd never been to a marriage counselor, but she's been completely unnerved since he got in. And the counselor told her that they need to understand that what we used to have, you know, as endurance, you know, your nerve endurance was about 3/4 of a cup. But since Trump has come in office, that people are down to like one quarter of a cup of what they can actually endure. She also said that dentists are making a fortune because there are people that are grinding their teeth. That like the percentage of people grinding their teeth has gone up so high that they're making a lot of money. And so this election seems to be more personal than anything I think that we've ever seen. And I really think people are scared and they're jittery. And that doing something like this might be like throwing a little red meat out there to make people think that we're going to do something. You know, we're going to change something. It makes the Democrats look like heroes, you know, that they're doing their job. They're going to follow up on this. And they're going to follow up, and they're not going to ask probably the important questions. I'll be really surprised if they do. But, you know, I don't think so. And I think the Democrats, although they're helpless, I think they know there's something higher going on behind the scenes that this guy even got in, you know, because it was a manipulation of the media that he's in power. I guarantee you that he would not be in power if they didn't give him so much free airtime. And they're still doing it.
Well, what do you expect that Comey will not be asked about?
Well, I don't think he's going to be asked any questions about his ties to Clinton, Hillary Clinton. I don't think that's going to happen, although that's not the subject either way. And I'm a little bit foggy on, you know, what – I'm not even sure really what he should be asked. I mean, to me, I think he should be asked about, you know, if Trump did ask him to do, special favor by keeping Michael Flynn in office. I think that's important. I think that he should be asked about whether he was asked to have an alliance or an allegiance to President Trump and not the nation. And I think that he should be sharing, you know, any of the private conversations that he had with Trump. I think all of that's important because I really think that, as was said on the previous show, that Trump's been telling us over and over again that he does not believe in democracy. He doesn't believe in it. He believes in an authoritative dictator government, and we just haven't been listening. We just don't seem to get that. And that is really important that America gets that, because I don't want to go down that road. I mean, I just don't want to be under a dictatorship with anybody, especially him. And I think that perhaps Comey can let us in on some of the things that was discussed with regard to how he sees his power. But then it's up to the Senate and the Congress about, well, what are you going to do about it? You know, I mean, I'd like them to ask Comey if he's aware of the connections that Trump has with the Russian mafia. I'd like to know if he knows about the real estate deals. I'd like to know why they didn't arrest him for Trump Soho. It's so clear. 50% of that building is owned by somebody who is a provable Russian mobster. Okay. 50%, and the other 50% is owned by Donald Trump. And the law says that you can't say you didn't know what your partner was doing. You are just as liable as the partner is. So if that hotel is up because it was being a front for a money laundering business, then Trump is responsible. And I want to know why these people at the FBI and the CIA, why on earth they didn't know about it. Isn't your job to know about huge criminal dealings like this? And why didn't you go in and shut the whole thing down? And why didn't you expose it?
What you're touching on here is it will bounce back to them. Who is responsible for vetting, as the word goes, vetting the president? Who does that?
I actually don't know.
Okay. I don't know either. Because mm-hmm. there appears to be no real process to vet a presidential or an incoming president. I don't know how it slips. All these things that you have enumerated, these things slipped somebody's attention, and we're finding out or we're raising these questions at this time when he is already in office and wreaking havoc all over the place. There are people, including professionals in the mental health field, asking questions now openly about his mental health. How do we have a process in which all you have to do is to get elected? When I say all you have to do, I mean, you know, it's a fierce competitive process. But we seem to have no barriers, no I mean, the president wants to vet people flying on a plane into the country. Nobody seems to be able to determine just what do we have here in a president. Is he mentally healthy? Is he physically healthy? The same goes for Hillary Clinton. So that's a very important point. But that is not going to be on the schedule.
Right.
Because they assume that that point's already passed. Now, Trump is technically part of this whole focus, because after all, the collaboration with Russia would involve him, since they say it's his campaign people who were basically the architects of this contact with Russia that allowed Russia to, or that provoked the penetration into the Democratic computers and other computers to hack information and use it. But so far, I mean, this investigation has been going on since Hillary Clinton raised it. How come she knew something about it? Who did she know it from? And she's not scheduled to testify.
Right.
And it's not really, it doesn't seem to be that we will get definitive information on how this was learned, this supposed hacking of the databases of the Democratic National Committee and other offices concerned with the running of elections. How is it that we learned from the beginning, we learned this from Hillary Clinton through a charge that she made of Russian collusion? So that has to be explained. I think we also have to find out, but we won't. We have to discuss the relationship, because this is not the only thing. Comey is supposed to be explaining the email scandal of the Clintons, but Hillary Clinton is not scheduled to testify. Only Comey is. I find that fascinating. Comey and the former, not the former, he still is, National Security Agency Director Michael Rogers. Those are the two people testifying. Comey would be testifying both in front of the committee, and supposedly other things would be discussed outside the view of the public. So there, we have a right to be suspicious about a lot of things, but you got us started. And I thank you for doing that, Gwen. Great. Thanks
so
much for calling in. This is important for us to pay attention to, not just what is being done, because that's, you know, that is so apparent what they say. What we need to pay more attention to is what is not being said. And that's really where we ought to focus attention. We will, of course, listen. We will, of course, watch. But we will not hear that part of the process. What is not being said? What we're not being told? What is not being answered? And to your mind, what would some of those things be? Give me a call, 888-874-4888. Well, Gwen gave us quite a bit to work with. What can you add to it that keeps the ball rolling on this question? What will Comey do to put more light on a number of situations that we've been discussing for which we have had no answers? We've gotten absolutely zero answers, and many of the answers that we have gotten are insufficient or inconclusive. To your mind, if you had a magic wand to wave, what would you expect to get definitive answers about? What would have to happen, in your view, to produce the kinds of answers that would really put things in perspective and show a genuine interest in learning more about the inner workings of a parallel government, because that's what was going on. Hillary Clinton runs. She loses. And she is the first person who raises the prospect of collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. Now, it sounded kind of weird when she said it, and it still sounds kind of weird, but we were assured that an investigation was launched and is still ongoing. Okay. Now, the fact that it came from Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State, should give us our first clue as to the nature of this investigation. Khalil from North Carolina, what do you have to say?
Trees, how are you today?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. You know, this is a complicated situation. I'm not expecting that much from Comey because this is an ongoing investigation. But what I am expecting is that he will drop some breadcrumbs. He'll drop some tidbits of information that will lead to further questions, probably. Because the more we scratch at this, the deeper this situation gets. And, you know, with these revelations that just came out yesterday with the hacking into, I mean, it's proven now. I mean, it was speculated before about the hacking into voter rolls. And the people who run the systems that hold the voter rolls. See, that is...
But they had also confirmed that nothing actually happened there. Nothing was compromised. That there were attempts. They said they saw some attempts to hack into their systems. They are saying that they figured out it was Russian, a Russian effort, but they're not sure. They don't know what is happening. They don't know who is doing this hacking. And secondly, they were very explicit to say the hacking attempt was not successful.
Okay. Do you know what ghosting is?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't believe that because there are many ways where you can access. I know it's been hacked. If you access something, you can see what's going on. I think that they're not going to say exactly what happened because it will be too frightening. In other words, we've known for years that these touchscreen voting machines are easily compromised, and we keep using them. As a matter of fact, they're still being proliferated, so we keep moving in the wrong direction. And the reason I bring that up is that little cartridge, like when you go to vote, if they use that where I am, in the Carolinas, okay, there's a little black cartridge, and they, you know, they know who you are, what party you're with, and they give you the appropriate cartridge, and they insert it into the machine that you're supposed to vote on. That cartridge then goes into a laptop that, you know, who knows what happens when it gets into that laptop, because a lot of people are not that computer savvy and maybe hook to Wi-Fi, it may not be. But once you hack those voter rolls, see, this is how they had these targeted spam type of fake news things that were going on, because then they just match up that name to a Facebook address, because for some reason people get news, they quote unquote news through Facebook, which is absolutely ridiculous. Like, you know, that's just silly in the first place, but that's what a lot of people do.
Let us assume that these things can still happen and still do happen.
Mm-hmm.
Are you confident in the information that the public has been provided so far that directs our attention to specifically to Russia as being responsible for these widespread attempts to give the edge to Trump and to make Hillary Clinton lose? And she was the first one that said it. She was the first one that came out of the blue and said the Russians had basically hijacked the election.
Okay. I feel like that is possible, but I think there's a lot of gray area there. And what I mean by that is that the Russians could be paying for it, but it's probably some contracted Eastern Europeans just as our intelligence agencies have been subcontracting out what they used to do in-house.
Could it be done from inside the United States? If there's going to be hacking, couldn't they very well be Americans?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, now, but the thing is, if you have to look at the all the components, all the evidence that we have now, this president, this person in the White House, if he is not a Russian asset, he is operating as a Russian asset.
But now, I'm just trying to figure out, what is the evidence? You just referred to evidence. What evidence are you comfortable with right now?
The Trump's actions. Okay, first of all, he came into this saying he wanted to loosen libel laws. The press was too powerful. The press lies. Okay, this is all about blackmail, number one. Number two, what president would ask Russian diplomats who are known cultivators of spies from us into the Oval Office with no American reporters?
But there's no, that's not evidence. The people who are in the business of gathering evidence, and that's the FBI and the NSA and, you know, all the alphabet agencies.
Right.
None of them so far has said, yes, we have evidence and proof. None of them.
Okay. There's two ways to look at this, and you know this and I know this. Number one, they are paid to lie. They're paid. That's what they do, is deceive. That's their business, is deception. Now, I don't necessarily trust the FBI, because look at COINTELPRO. Look at not that many years ago, it was proven that the FBI was fudging evidence at Quantico when these small towns would send evidence from a crime to Quantico to be analyzed, and they would fudge that. So we had to be careful who we trust. We don't even know who to trust anymore. That's my point.
We don't know who to trust.
Right.
We have no idea who to trust.
But why would an American president not invite the American press?
Because he doesn't like the press. He is waging a war against the press.
Okay. Then why would he allow the Russian press in there with a known cultivator of spies from Russia?
Well, he's letting the people in there because, number one, he's not that bright. We know this. But secondly, in his head, this even puts the screws in that much deeper in thumbing his nose at the American media, who he says is, you know, they're the enemy.
Right.
So
that's true.
In a situation like this, with very important people, and the first time Russian officials have had access to the Oval Office and all of this stuff, Donald Trump, in many ways, is not a very bright man.
Even if he did this, a stupid
thing like that, it doesn't mean that it's evidence of anything, except that he's not that bright.
Okay.
I'm trying to find out piece of evidence.
So this is what I'm saying. We had to look at the bigger picture. Now, for years and years, like when I lived in New York in the 80s, early 80s, it was known that he was a scoundrel and he was always racist. I mean, that was his thing. No one would lend him any money. And if you look at the work of David K. Johnston, he's been doing a lot of good investigative work. No one would lend him money except China and Russia.
Right.
Because he's really a facade of a businessman. You know, he uses OPM. If you remember those commercials way back, you know, when we were younger in the 80s, other people's money. That was his thing. And that's how he has sustained himself.
Fine. So how is this evidence of wrongdoing? In that case, if, you know, what you just pointed out, this is rife throughout the United States. That's why they are called capitalists. Mm-hmm. They want to do everything, but not with their money. They look for money everywhere, except their own bank accounts and pockets. They leverage this to build that. Then they leverage that to build something else. That's the way they've been operating for quite some time. I'm looking for some definitive proof. Because I'm bothered by the fact that no stench so far has descended on Mrs. Clinton. And she is not in any way really the topic of discussion here.
Because she's part of the system. She's part of the established system. It's not like I'm defending Trump. However, this is what I would say, is that when you're doing an investigation, you only can let out with so much information because you don't want to scare away the people you're investigating. Before you destroy evidence.
You weren't scared anybody away. Hillary Clinton has been in everybody's face for years.
I know, but I'm talking about Trump. I'm talking about Trump. And I'm talking about Trump and his minions. And see, this is what I'm saying. It's in Russia's interest to destabilize what we call the Democratic West and any type of Democratic regime, because then they can get their grift and graft going at a better rate.
You think so?
Now.
Look how easily they found out Mike Flynn. I mean, they busted him like nothing.
He was stupid, of course. Yeah, you know.
But this is very true when you look at it. They're not good at being spies. They're good at having ideas of how to make a lot of money. And the thing that binds them together is doing underhanded stuff to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Flynn, when did he ever get paid $45,000 to sit down next to somebody at a dinner?
Yeah, he grabbed the debt like a child going for candy after school.
So they're not that intelligent. All these people in intelligence are not necessarily intelligent. James Comey has yet to discuss that he's closer to defining anything of a crime. And he's got an agency. He's working with other agencies. They got a lot of manpower here. And they haven't been able to say, yes, we have solid leads. He couldn't say whether Trump's counter to Hillary Clinton's Trump stole the election. Trump's counter was, but Barack Obama, wiretapped my whole building.
Oh, please.
You know, that's what I mean. It's silliness. It's silliness. Nobody has produced any proof. Well, they hacked into such and such. Well, as Julian Assange says, a 12-year-old could have hacked into your system because it had no protection. There was no firewall. There was nothing there.
That's kind of where I'm going with this. We have to accept the fact. I think this could be so large where the power elite does not want us to understand how vulnerable our election and how fraudulent our election system is. Because then they'd have to scrap the whole thing and start over, which they may not want to do because maybe they like it like that so it can be manipulated. There's just so many pieces to this. There's a lot of pieces to this. But that's, it's interesting because that's, like you said, how does Hillary know? She knows because they hacked into the DNC. Have you seen the House of Cards?
Knows because, remember I talked about the sinkhole. She knows these things because their people are still wired into these agencies.
Right.
She probably still has her top secret clearance. That allows her to have access to all kinds of classified material still, despite the fact of her email problem. Her assistants, and she has many that are plugged into all these different agencies, they probably know and pass down classified information. This administration is just riddled with leakers and leaks. But the clue was, how or why would Hillary Clinton come forward and say, well, it was the Russians. And then we see an effort to make a case on the part of the intelligence agencies to make a case that, yes, it's quite possibly the Russians. So on the basis of Hillary Clinton's claim, and you know how truthful she is and how credible she is,
right,
we have all of this, all of this turmoil going on that so far has produced nothing except a continuing rationale by Hillary Clinton to continue to pursue the White House because she was robbed.
This is an aside, but and I really didn't want to go down. Well, I did kind of want to go down this road, but since you brought it up, does she not look absolutely pathetic? I mean, why doesn't she just be quiet and go home and sit down?
She can't go home and sit down because what's coming, she will need to raise. The Clintons are in serious, serious money trouble. Big, when I tell you big debt, I'm not joking. And mm-hmm. they have been maintaining a front because their main source of the Clinton Foundation, like many crooked foundations, are just the face of a criminal enterprise. The money has dried up. Many of these governments all over the world have just cut the funds off. And worse, they are themselves in the midst of very intensive investigations to find out where their hundreds of millions of dollars went.
Yeah.
So there are criminal actions pending against the Clintons, plus they have a lot of issues that they thought the continuation of the Clinton Foundation would have given them a continuing source of money. And now these mm-hmm. are criminal penalties that they can pay on top of the financial problems, but the criminal penalties that they face. So they've had to shut down operations and curtail operations, and this means loss of money. The Clinton Foundation was a central and focal point of them making billions of dollars. When that dries up, or when it begins to dry up, and then after that come the inquiries and investigations, and then after that comes the demand by all these different governments to have the money, the hundreds of millions of dollars that they gave the Clinton Foundation, returned. Now you're talking big-time problems because it ceases to just be a domestic issue. It is now an international crime. So huge money laundering charges and so forth are pending.
Now, these stories do continue. Hold on. These stories continue to come out about these outdated and tainted medications they've been distributing. That's number one. Number two, like you said, all that missing money. Why are those folks in Haiti still living in tents in the mud?
Well, that's part of the investigation.
Right. But back to Comey. So what do you think that he's going to proffer?
Well, I don't even know if the Clinton question is going to come up other than the emails. They're not going to go into the Clinton Foundation, which is the reason that Comey is at the FBI to begin with. Comey got to the FBI because all along, while the Clinton Foundation was doing its thing, they put him there during Obama's term.
Right.
So that he could continue to provide cover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I didn't know that until I heard Charles the other day mention that. And the whole thing stinks. I mean, there's just so much stink here. Just the whole thing is rotten. The whole thing.
We just need, one can only hope that James Comey really pulls down the sinkhole. And he is the only one who, I think, could do it.
Do you think he's in fear of his life?
I'm sorry?
Do you think Comey is in fear of his life?
I don't know if he's in fear of his life, but there are indications that enough of the FBI agents and the agency are very, very dissatisfied and very angry at the way he has handled the agency, particularly with respect to Hillary Clinton, and they believe that he has betrayed the standards of the agency and so forth. Because many of them know that he, in one way or the other, was the protector. He was the muscle man protecting Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton all this time.
Well, what about
his boss, his former boss at the Justice Department, Loretta Lynch, doing exactly the same thing. That meeting of Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch on a tarmac in a private plane said it all.
Yeah,
she knew she was meeting with the husband of, and probably not just the husband, but he too was a target of investigation. And he probably tried to make a deal with her too at that time when they had that little chit-chat. And she testified that what they talked about was, you know, the grandchildren and, you know, that kind of stupidness. But that is the sinkhole as opposed to the swamp. Trump is in the swamp. He comes from the swamp. He is accustomed to fighting like a swamp creature. He is not a political sophisticate. He sees things, you know, kind of compartmentalized and not at all in the context of any historical perspective. That's what I mean, that he's not that bright. But the Clintons, I mean, they are just incredible. The way they have operated their various criminal enterprises. And Mr. Comey is key to unraveling all of that. So let's see if he's asked, and let's see if he offers explanations without being asked. We'll see. Thanks so much, Khalil, for your call today. Jerry from Georgia, you're on the air. Hi, Jerry. Oh, Jerry's not there. E from Edgewater, you're on the air.
Hi, Therese.
Hello. What do you think is going to happen on Thursday when this great testimony is given by James Comey?
I don't think anything of any importance is going to happen. But I really don't understand where we get our information from. It's all from the press, which we know is controlled by the system. So it's all made-up stories. And why would we be jeopardizing our relationship with Russia, that we have a partnership in the International Space Station that's revolving around the Earth? We're good partners in crime in space, so we must be good partners in crime down here on Earth. So the Russians are in on it because they're controlled by the same system that the United States is controlled by, and Trump and Putin are just like the same. How do you think Donald Trump got a TV show 12 years ago?
You tell me.
The system came to him and said, we can make you into a big star. We're going to give you a vehicle called The Apprentice, and that's going to train you to become the president in 10 years. That's the extent that they go to things to have us in jeopardy right now, because we're believing in all their lies and all this distractions of what's really going on. And you know what? I already feel what's going on, but you know, it's Comey, it's this one, it's that one. We know about Hillary and Bill for 40 years now. Nothing ever happens to them. It's just more entertainment for us to keep us busy and keep us in fear.
So you don't expect anything at all to happen? You expect no new revelations? You expect to learn nothing about what the status is of the so-called collaboration with Russia with respect to the 2016 presidential election? You expect none of these things to happen?
They'll keep making up lies, but I mean, what's the truth and what's the lie? Are we not in partners with Russia? Do you understand what I'm saying? Our astronauts from the United States has to go to Russia to take off in their space, Soyuz spaceship, to get up to the International Space Station. We don't send our astronauts up from the United States. We need the Russians to get our astronauts up there. Would we be jeopardizing that, like accusing them of all these things, if they weren't in on it? That proves that they're in on it. I have to come up with some kind of evidence to prove my point, and that's one of my big pieces of evidence. You want to disregard it? Disregard it. The International Space Station and the lot of money
is not whether you are speaking the truth or not. We don't know what the truth
it's
is.
Not,
that's
it's
my
not
position.
Me speaking the truth. The truth is
we are all conjecturing and putting pieces of puzzles together, but we really that's have true. No way of knowing whether what we think is the truth is in fact the truth.
Yeah.
We don't know. I mean, what you just said is a very strong point. What others have said, they have very, very strong points. But here's the thing. We have no idea how truthful, in the sense that we mean truth, these points are in the context of these hearings and what the nation knows or doesn't know.
Yeah. Well, Donald Trump's first year in office, I think they would be happier just for him to have appointed a chief justice, and that's already been done. And there was very little hoop to do about it. They just slammed them right in there real quick. I remember other years when they were planning on having a chief justice, they had to go through all kinds of hoops, jump through all kinds of hoops to get to that place. This guy went in pretty quick. I don't even remember his name now. So I think, we're being lied to, we're being tricked, we're being fooled, and it's all about the system getting what it wants to get to. And they don't care how long it takes them to do it. Like I said, if anybody doesn't believe me, go on to YouTube and International Space Station and see that our astronauts are being shuttled up to the space station by Russia. And Russia and the United States are the main players, and there's 14 other nations. And curiously, all these other nations that are involved in it are all having these red flag incidences going on where people are blowing up people. You know, it's just, it's very hard to believe this press. So I wouldn't.
Well, I agree with you about that.
That's all I got.
Thanks a lot for your call today, Eve from Edgewater. And that brings us to the end of our program today. Stay tuned. Coming up next, The Infectious Myth with David Crowe. Of course, we will watch the testimony on Thursday for further discussion. You can reach me at leadstories, LEID stories, at gmail.com. As always, a pleasure and a great privilege to be in your company. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.